Yeah, we protect our bodies with a simple thing, running. Listen, if you're on a diet, you don't go to the donut shop and pray over the glazed supreme. You know, you get out of there. It's so basic, you know, but the Bible says that. Flee youthful lusts. Remember Genesis 39, the story of Joseph, Mrs. Potiphar. You know, she wasn't interested in a Bible study. Will you grant me that? Okay? And so she wants to have sexual relations with him, and he tries to reason with her. You know, I can't do this to your husband. I can't do this to God. I can't do this to myself. And she didn't want to talk. And he runs. Get out of there. And what happens to us is we're so like children. You tell a child, you know, don't touch the stove. What are they going to do? They're hit for the stove. You know, you tell a teenager, you know, don't do that. They'll walk right up to the edge. That's our nature. And that's why we need to be very clear, and it's a principle I call one step back. In Proverbs, it says this. It says, do not go up to the door of her house. It doesn't say don't go near her bed, talking about the harlot. It says don't go near the door of her house. Now, is there anything wrong with the door? Well, Solomon knows that if his son gets to the door, he's going to be in the bed. It's the principle of give yourself room to fail without falling. Give the Holy Spirit time. Young people, what happens is they walk right up to the edge and hope they won't fall. And I cannot tell you how many I've counseled over the years, and not just young people, where they rush up to the edge and hope that somehow they'll hear the alarm from the Holy Spirit. You're going too far. When the truth of the matter is, many of them walk up to the edge knowing that they could fall, hope they don't maybe. And they don't do what the text says. You got to run from the reality. And one guy said to me one time, he said, every time I go to the beach, I struggle. I said to him, don't go to the beach. He looked at me shocked. I said, just don't go to the beach. Another guy said to me, he said, you know, every time I walk by that girl, she dresses in such a seductive way that I really struggle. You know what I said? Don't walk by her. He said, well, I'd have to leave the building. I looked at him and said, you can use the exercise. Walk around. I think we've made it so complicated. You know, I struggle with internet pornography. Then stop it. Turn it off. Or don't use the internet unless somebody's with you. Or set yourself some rules. You've got to be self-governing and spirit-governing because the world's not going to govern you. And so we have to run from immorality. Run. Just get out of there.